You know, you're the one who gets to hear my morning voice the most out of anybody else. Even though it's friggin', you won't even sleep with me. It's all wasted on you. That's what you get for being roommates with me. Oh, come on. I know you're into girls. That's no secret. You won't tell it to me, but I know you are. I see the way you look at other girls. I see the way you look at me. When I utilize this voice to say something suggestive to you in the morning, I can't help but notice you get a little excited as you try to mask it in, you know, typical roommate banter. The way I casually treat myself over your bed sometimes. Suggestively just laying in it, refusing to get up until you have to get in bed with me and push me out. You think I'm kidding. You think I'm just playing games, and 80% of the time I am. But you're so easy to tease. It's just so easy to take advantage of your innocence. I know you want me, but you're so innocent and you don't know what to do. Don't worry. I'm not sure if you noticed, but I think you're fucking hot. Late night, when you're in bed already, and when I'm just coming home, I'll open the door. You'll be laying there in your tiny, tiny pajama shorts, and you have the most gorgeous legs. I try not to stare, because I try not to make it weird, but I can't help but notice. I don't know if you notice my presence and you feel shy, because you usually throw the covers back over them when I enter the room, so maybe I'm not doing that good of a job of pretending I'm not looking. But your legs are so fucking long and so fucking smooth. You know, I can't help but imagine them wrapped around me. Wrapped around. You know what? That might be too much for you. You have so much to learn. And as your roommate and friend, it's my duty to teach you. You know, on multiple occasions, you never wear low-cut shirts, but and you're always wearing sports bras, too. But the nature of our living arrangement I've seen you naked a few times, and damn. Dude, your tits are huge. I don't know why you keep them covered up all the time. Or at least, come on, donate some of that titty to me. But it's so modest and innocent, and it's funny because I'm really not that experienced. I'm not the crazy whore you think I am or that I pretend to be, but it's very flattering that you think I'm so sexy. Your skin looks so soft, and your hair is so soft. I just wanna see what it would be like to run my fingers through your hair. Not as I'm trying to braid it for you or help you get ready for something. Just with the intention of just brushing it back and nice and gently. I don't know if you would respond positively or negatively to this. Let's say that you have lost all abandon in the situation. Ideally, this would happen when we're both a little bit drunk, but there's no way I'm getting you drunk. You're far too set on not drinking in college. I'm gonna wait like a good girl. But I just wanna lower you onto the bed because you're much taller than I am. Just lower you onto the bed and position myself on top of you so that or an equal playing field, and just kiss you. You'll never talk to me about your past relationships, but I don't think you've ever had a kiss you've enjoyed, and I don't know much about how you do that, but I do know you've kissed a few boys and didn't really like it, but I feel like you'd like kissing me. I wouldn't want to do anything crazy. Although I really do want to tie you up, your wrists tied to the bed, the top of the bedpost, and your ankles to either side of the bottom, and tease you, watch you squirm. But that's for later. Oh, I could have so much fun. But for now, I'd like to get on top of you and just kiss you gently. Everything so gently. It's a very gentle night. And make sure you're feeling good, and make sure that you're loved, and I want to run my hands up and down your body, just everywhere, just tangle them in your hair, back of your neck, trail down. Would you do the same to me? Would you read the situation and instinctively know that it's okay to touch me? That I want you to touch me too? Because I've wanted it for so long, and I've had to keep myself in check. I've set boundaries and made sure not to make too many advances, so our living situation doesn't become awkward, but I want it, and I feel like you want it too. I plant a few kisses on your neck as I lick and suck and bite your neck. I wonder what you sound like when you moan. I wonder what my innocent, proper little roommate sounds like when she's just so overtaken by pleasure that she just has to let out a moan. You make little noises in your sleep. Cute little noises. Like, I don't know how to replicate them, but I've told you about this and you don't know why you do it, but it's kind of adorable. I want to know what it's like to just sleep in your arms, in your bed, or in my bed, or I don't know, maybe we'll get so used to this kind of arrangement that we'll just push our beds together and make one big one. But I think you're really fucking hot. And I feel like you think the same of me. So why waste this perfect opportunity?